hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the 11th of October, 2007. And with me today, author of the book Common Genius, Guts, Grit, and Common Sense, How Ordinary People Create Prosperous Societies, and How the Intellectuals Make Them Collapse. If you would, Bill, continue with your comment on Don.
Yeah, I have here a few lines from my book on this. It says, Mexican illegal immigrants are lawbreakers. However, history has a long record of showing that the illegal, the smugglers, and members of underground economies are symptomatic of a societal malaise that encourages their presence. In fact, they've done much good by breaking illegal laws. Many of those flooding into America are coming in because the American lower income groups are choosing to use the welfare programs rather than work, which opens up opportunity. The welfare establishment has made handouts so easy to get and so generous that only a fool would not take advantage of it. The problem isn't with the immigrants, it's with the welfare programs. The prime danger to America's future is not those hardworking immigrants at the bottom, but the easy availability of government largesse that lures them here in the first place and ends by sapping their initiative. And that's the point. I mean, I put somewhere else in the book, I say, let's say you're a poor, idiot, migrant, uneducated worker in Mexico, and you hear Ted Kennedy say that everything is unfair, everything is stacked against you, you deserve a living, you deserve free pharmacy, you deserve everything. You'd be an idiot not to come into America and get and take that. They're being lured here by this. So I'm saying, if you understand where they're coming from, the common man, the common illegal immigrant, is much smarter than all the Ivy League graduates and the senators that sit in our Senate and provide these programs. Who is this poor little illiterate immigrant to deny Ted Kennedy and say, no, you're wrong, I don't deserve that, I should work hard for my money?
Yeah. Well, and part of busting up a culture is to multiculturalize them. Just what we've seen happen in Bosnia-Herzegovina, just as we've seen happen. And this is one of the tools of the globalist, is to strike down and destroy culture, because what they're building is their new idea for the 21st century, that we're going to all be this homogenous, get along, all be prosperous under global government. And by the way, Bill, throwing in the little caveat there, under fiat money system, which we know it collapses, its shelf life maximum 100 years. I think we're only, this is 2007, we're only 6 years away from the 100th anniversary, and it's amazing that the fiat money system inside this country has lasted that long. Mm-hmm. But having said that, what we are facing here in the globalist, in elitist thinking, and keep in mind, folks, that we don't have the wherewithal to conduct our own affairs. We're too stupid. We need their intellectual leadership, otherwise the human race is just going to go down in ashes. It's perilous and it's self-destructive, and we can't possibly survive without their ingenious input. That's how they feel about it.
Yeah. No, there's an arrogance. These people, and I make a distinction between hard science intellectuals and soft science intellectuals. Thomas Sowell has written books about this. The hard scientists who design our computers and our medicines and our technology are wonderful people, and they supplement what the common people have created. But the soft scientists, which unfortunately the majority of American students in colleges are taking soft sciences, they have never proven or produced a single product that helps them. They come up with these fallacies, these ideas that are destroying them.
Right. Okay, we'll take the break. Don, any follow-up? We'll catch you after the break.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods' pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days. Not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Common Genius, Guts, Grit, and Common Sense is published by Laissez-Faire Books. Bill, how do they get a copy of your book?
Well, you just go to lfb.com. It's www.lfb.com. Or I have my own website that has a lot of material on it. It's www.thecommongenius.com, which has a lot of material on it, and you can buy it either there or you can get it through Amazon.
Uncommongenius.com?
My site is the Common Genius.
Okay, great.
Someone else had Common Genius, so we had to take the Common Genius.
All right, don't forget to put the in front of it.
But LFB is easy to remember. Just lfb.com will get you to, and they're featuring the book this month on their website.
Okay, great. Was there any other question you have, Don?
I was wondering if you guys had seen the YouTube short clip on global police officers in Los Angeles yet.
No, I have not. I'll have to look it up.
It says caught on tape global police officers in Los Angeles. It's got on the back of their armor plated jackets there, Command Center Private Officer, and their emblem is a North American Union type thing.
I see. Yeah.
The Globo Cops.
Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Yeah, that North American trade is controversial.
I did send you a link to it, too. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks. I'm sorry. You were saying, Bill?
I was just saying that North American treaty is very controversial.
It's more than controversial. It's country busting.
Yeah. Well, people make, you know, you should make a distinction between trade and everything else. You know, it's not too harmful to lower tariffs and promote trade, but any other political connection is disaster. If anything, we should be downsizing and decentralizing.
Well, and that, I think, didn't we fight a war in this country about that very same issue?
We did.
Yeah, and what did they do after the war? Johnson was president. He was derided and chided as being just a drunk, and he should be drummed out of office. But the Reconstructionists came around and did what the Federalists always wanted, was a strong central federal government.
Right. Yeah, and then they brought in the income tax.
Then they brought in the Federal Reserve. Then they did many other things. And the way this country is, they think of people being taxpayers or consumers, not individuals, not sovereigns, not people that can choose, pick and choose, out of life's choices for their own destiny. That choice is being rapidly taken from us. And there's innumerable instances where, to be honest with you, it's a communistic idea that property is not a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Property, ladies and gentlemen, is your safe haven. You know, there was an old saying that came from jolly old England, you know, the people that were separated by a common language across the pond here, that the king couldn't cross your threshold, that the king has no business in your domain, the king has no business in your private affairs. And it has been changed. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the original was life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. Because property is the key to this structure of government that we devised here. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, there's an important distinction between democracy and economic freedom. Democracy by itself is useless. We've given a lot of foreign undeveloped countries in Africa free elections, and Jimmy Carter goes over to see if they're free, and they all vote, and it doesn't do one damn thing to help them. What they need is, each individual at the bottom needs economic freedom to operate independently and create his own wealth and security. And there's a big distinction. Democracy sometimes usually follows economic freedom, but some of the most happy and prosperous places in the world are not democracies, but they do have economic freedom. You know, in Hong Kong and Singapore are the two examples. They are the two most economically free and prosperous countries in the world. America, I think, is third. The Heritage Society and the Fraser Institute produce a book every year measuring the economic freedom and prosperity. And it has nothing, it isn't directly connected with democracy. It's connected with economic freedom. And that's what they're taking away by regulating our lives. And yet they throw us the sop that we can vote between the two parties that offer almost no change.
Yeah. And we've been reduced to looking at this. I mean, just watch any news show. Watch Wolf Blitzer on CNN. It's all about politics.
I refuse to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all about politics. Whereas somebody like Ron Paul, United States Congressman, is breaking that political paradigm by just saying, hey, it's about the Constitution. Whatever ideas on taxes or any other grandiose plan that you have to move this country forward doesn't come out of the brain trust of Washington, D.C. I am in absolute complete agreement with you on that one. You know, the intellectuals out there, I mean, take a look at what they do, what they think, and what they say. It's just absolutely fantastic to me. The real people that have built this country, and we're only 231 years old, folks. I mean, that's it. 231 years old to rise to the pinnacle of a dominant culture on the face of this planet. The millions of people were just literally dying to get into this country to experience freedom, liberty, economic opportunities, the ability to live your life without intervention of a government. Bill, I don't think you, when you crawl out of bed in the morning before your feet hit the floor, you've probably broken some statute or rule or law or regulation or something.
That is right.
You know, and people, you know, if all this is so great, well, then we should be able to legislate and pass laws to form a utopia that the likes that humankind has never seen.
That's never worked. You have to leave it to the individual initiative of each free person. No supervision from the top will help. I quote a lot in my book this Julian Simon, whose title of his book is The Ultimate Resource, and he points out that the ultimate resource of a country that makes it prosperous is the common people, and the less they are regulated, the better. You know, it's curious that my book, which is kind of a revolutionary theory, I'm saying that it's the Joe Sixpacks that have created prosperity, and all the geniuses and writers and great leaders have caused the decline. This is, you know, a revolutionary theory, but it really isn't. I quote hundreds of authors who have hinted at this theory, but none of them have quite come to the final conclusion. And I argue in my acknowledgement that all I've done is connect the dots that these people have written. It's a new theory, and it goes completely against the central planners that are trying to take over.
As a matter of fact, you want to talk about central planning and the antithesis of that. The way this country was constructed, yes, we did have a federal government, but we had 50 independent sovereign nations under the umbrella of the Confederacy. Within those 50 independent and sovereign nations, we further broke up the political landscape, if you will, or self-determination and control into counties. We have over 2,500 counties in our respective states, as we call them now. And this was designed for one thing, and that was for people, the people that do the birthing, the living, the dying in their communities, that they had control over their lives. That's why this country was put together the way it was. Now we have a central government running roughshod through all the states, through regulation, through anything. I mean, just point a stick and you're going to hit something with it. And people have forgotten the very essence and the very core of what this country is about is being wiped out. And people have not even considered. I mean, we're not talking about a society here, folks. It's a couple of thousand years old. We're not talking about the Roman Empire here. We're talking about a country since its formation to today is only 231 years. That shouldn't be too hard to peruse the couple of hundred years there, Bill, and decide what made this country great and what we should return to.
Right. Yeah, no, it was built by the independent self-reliance, the frontier spirit, and that's what the central planners are trying to undermine. I make a point in the book, I use the term trust fund babies, because one of the problems everyone has, including I've had it in my own life, as I get richer and more affluent, I become more lazy and disinterested and laid. It's only normal to get decadent as you get more comfortable and affluent. And that's what's happened to this country. Most of the people have no conception of what, and that's why I wrote the book, they have no conception of how this happened, where it came from, that it was a very hard-won victory. I give the biography of people like John Cook, who was drawn and quartered in order to establish liberty in England. That's how dedicated those people were. They were willing to risk being hung, drawn, and quartered, which is a gruesome ending, in order to establish freedom. And yet the kids now are brought up, they're given the cars, they go to these fancy schools, they are sent off to college to study anthropology, and they have no conception of work or how it got there. And I call them trust fund babies. They're most average middle class American kids are no better off than a Rockefeller kid who's inheriting $100 million, because they're basically inheriting everything that's been built in the past, and they don't appreciate it, they don't understand it, and the teachers don't want to tell them.
How can you appreciate that which you didn't work for?
that's the problem.
It's just as disposable as anything else. We'll take the break here. They're remaining silent out there, Bill. 800-313-9443. Where are you, folks? We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back. Bill, there's nobody wants to talk to you today.
Well, you'd think they'd be interested in religion. Everyone likes or hates religion. Religion had played a significant role in history. And I don't know how your listeners all feel about that, but it's an interesting area, especially now with Islam being so well received by the multiculturalists in this country who are defending it over Christianity.
Well, and again, the Christian faith is what built this country. It has not been repressive or oppressive. You're allowed to have your faith and your cake and eat it too.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, that was the beauty of this.
Yeah, no, when I started this book, I was pretty confused about the role of religion, and in the course of researching and writing and organizing my thoughts, it became very clear that Christianity played a very positive role. Now, see, the intellectuals don't appreciate it because they live on abstractions, and they think that they can think up ideas and systems that are perfect. And Christianity isn't perfect. Neither is our free enterprise system isn't perfect. So they want to throw it out and develop something that's perfect. But compared to all the other faiths and philosophies and religions, Christianity was tremendous because it empowered the common person, the ultimate resource at the bottom. It gave him the dignity, held him responsible for his actions. There was retribution if you screwed up, and it empowered people to go out and do great things. Whereas in Islam and Oriental philosophies, they were suppressed. The ideologies of those faiths held people down, and that made a tremendous difference.
You know, as we were attacking Iraq, there wasn't anybody on the mainstream snooze that talked about Iraq and its rich history and that of mathematics. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that Baghdad had some of the first lighted streets in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a country and a region that was just steeped in tradition and history, and the only thing that we did was walk in there and just absolutely decimate it. And we're getting ready to do that with Iran next. There is a game plan that the neocons have cooked up. And Bill, I don't get attacked by the ADL because they realize that there's some guy out there, let's not stir the pot and let's not bring attention to him because, we don't anybody listen to this guy. I was in an in-depth discussion today about Israel and its roadmap to peace, and I suggested to some people that the best way to take the edge off of the sword in the Middle East is stop the funding of Israel. Now, if you want to go philosophically or on a religion aspect of this, the conservative Jews in this country that are the Torah-believing, I'm not talking about the Talmudist or the Kabbalist out there. I'm talking about the new, relatively new Zionist political scheme that has ensnared Israel. But these people of the Jewish faith, the true Jewish Torah belief, conservative beliefs, they'll be the first to tell you that, wait a minute, we're not supposed to have a country till our Messiah comes. The Christians have already had their Messiah. The Islamists say that Muhammad was the equation of Jesus Christ, but the Jews are waiting for their Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggested that in order to bring peace in the Middle East, because somebody had asked me the question before, well, what do you do with Israel? And I said, it's not my job to do anything with it. It exists now. But if Israel wants to have an everlasting peace, which is achievable in the Middle East, they have to necessarily stop provoking and trying to dominate other people in the Middle East. And as I see this roadmap to peace for Israel in the Middle East right now, and I make no apologies for this, along with the U.S. as its sugar daddy, if you will, we are verging on a religious war.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a hornet's nest in the Middle East, and it is in the Balkans. You have this tremendous feelings of animosity and hatred. You know, one of the nice things about the Americans is, I don't know if they learned where they learned it, but we all believe in, or all the common, ordinary people believe in teamwork, cooperation. We've all played basketball and baseball and football, and we know what being part of a team is, and being tolerant of each other and accepting each other and trying to work together. And the people in the Balkans and the Middle East are clueless on this. They get emotionally rabid. They don't even think rationally. And I don't think America should be involved in any of it. It's unfortunate that we got into it. First we had to go over, supposedly, and save Europe from World War I and World War II, and then we had to save them from communism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got sucked in by the need to fight Russia's communism into being the world's police force, and it's unfortunate. We should just get out of it all. Well, we should tend to our own knitting here in this country.
Well, one of the things that Bill Clinton did, and you want to talk about wiping out a philosophy, a religion, and a culture, during that Bosnia-Herzegovina deal, he ordered the bombing and decimation of 700 churches in that region. What does that tell you? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, I mentioned before the break, Bill, that, and by the way, let me remind you folks out there, the book Common Genius, Guts, Grit, and Common Sense, Ordinary People Create Prosperous Societies and How the Intellectuals Make Them Collapse, is available. You can go to the website, www.lfb.com, or his own website, theuncommongenius.com. And there's a lot of information there as well, so check out the site. Let us go to the phones. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Betty.
Hello. I would like to kind of put out a suggestion that when it comes to religion, it would be a contemporary similarity to 1776 if after a service our ministers would go outside and tape a position on the sheriffs in the county on this Brown thing and the earlier abuses of what's gone on in the county, and have the people stand out there and get their faces on that video, and then have that video taken down to the sheriff, and the sheriff videoed his answer and brought back to the congregation and let them look at it and say, you vote accordingly.
Well, the problem there is we have too many Pharisees, Betty, at the pulpits. And
we got too many dead people in the pulpits, too.
Well, and that is true. That's what I was talking to this guy from the old Kixel Network. That was that was predominant in our conversation, was that the amount of people that are just sitting back and just watching the absolute cultural, economic disintegration of this country, and they are doing absolutely nothing. They're taking massive donations. Jerry Falwell just kicked off the face of the planet. I mean, AIPAC lobby bought this guy a jet so he would continue his support for Israel. I mean, they're buying these supposed TV evangelists. And most of the people in this country look at these people and say, oh, they're godly men. How could they bring deception? How Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, no, Betty's right. The ministers and priests today are quite different from the ones in 1776. In 1776, the clergy echoed the talk of the pamphleteers like Thomas Paine and Dickinson. They called for liberty against the king, and they spoke common sense to the people, and they were a positive force. Now, the clergy is part of the liberal left, and they're... Hello?
Betty?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'd like to make one other when you're done. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just agreeing with you that it was quite a different. The clergy now is not serving the useful role. Yeah, I called the clergy of 1776 that they were the talk radio. They and the pamphleteers were the talk radio of the day. They were the people at the bottom who were talking common sense. And today we don't have that.
Yeah, and what was the newsletter? Excuse me, Betty. What was the newsletter at the time? It was not. It was called Common Sense. Was it not?
Right, Thomas Paine.
There you go. Betty, go ahead.
All righty. I've got a complaint against all of us, and that is that I went through 500 websites looking for a statement on the sheriff's power at his county lines to allow abuses of outside authorities into the county.
Right.
And I think we have done an absolutely horrible job of making this available to minister couldn't do it because he doesn't have access to the information. You can't get it even on the computer when you go through 500 sites.
What Bill was referring to, and it was called during Revolutionary times, the Black Brigade.
Mm-hmm.
And these were the preachers and the pastors in the churches. And we're talking about communities that were centered around the church. But these men of the time, they were pounding at the pulpits. They were the fire and brimstone guys. But after they were done with that, they donned the uniform of the day, and they were out in the fields fighting the British.
Well, where's Jack McLam's information?
What do you
know? It's lost.
Well, and this is... Bill, indulge me for a second. Mm. This has been the problem I've had with Jack for a number of years now, that he has the ability to bring the help in if he will allow it. He's already done it once. Bill, just to bring you up to speed here, a thumbnail, Jack McLam, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona's history, wrote a book back in the mid-90s called Vampire Killer 2000. And this was through his organization, Aid and Abet, newsletter. And it was police and military against the New World Order. And he printed up a book, and people bought them by the tens of thousands and handed them to all of our police. Well, suffice it to say, a lot of those police are now retired, and we have a new crop of the new centurion on the block. I call them the corporate coffer keystone cops, that they follow the mandates and the policy prescribed by the police departments that by policy can skirt the Constitution. Having said all that, Jack McLam can be resuscitated. He can be revived. He's stuck out in a hole out there in Idaho, and he's not had the impact that he once had, but could again.
What was the name of his book?
Vampire Killer 2000.
That's a great. Yeah, Vampire Killer 2000.
And what people did was, and it was the printed information, it was the newsletter of the day, the information that people, common, ordinary citizens, bought these books, walked up to police officers, stuck that book here in their face, and handed it to them and said, look, you really need to read this. And it was the most effective thing. I had never seen anything quite like this before. I'd seen a lot of VHSs made, a lot of DVDs, a lot of printed material, a lot of books, a lot of everything. But this is the one thing that people just zapped up by the tens of thousands and made it a point. How many people have you seen approaching police officers nowadays? Everybody wants to run and hide from them. But people were standing straight, steely-eyed, clear-eyed, walking up to the police and handing them to them and saying, "Looky here, you need to read this."
I've got one last comment, if I may.
Go ahead, Betty.
And that is, having gone through those 500 sites, the one site that kind of took me back is my own state of North Carolina, along with other ones. It's the police and the sheriffs and any governmental enforcement officer can function in any jurisdiction as long as some agency declares some kind of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is exactly 100% opposite of what the people are holding the sheriffs accountable for.
And again, Betty, for those that have forgotten out there, and I described the breakdown on how this country was constructed, how the borders were made, not only state but county, and to maintain peace and prosperity and welfare within our various counties was that county sheriff. He is the only electable peace officer in the entire land. He's the only constitutionally, I underscore constitutionally, recognized law enforcement, if you can use that term.
John, will you get that up on your website so I can print it out and deliver it to people?
Which?
The vampire killer too?
No. Just the facts, you know, about being the only peace enforcer
in the whole country
that's elected and can be put down.
Well, if Jack isn't too busy, I'll have him put it together and we'll post it on the site.
Okay, thank you so much for everything.
Okay, appreciate it, Betty.
Yep, thank you, Betty.
Let's move on to Richie in New Orleans. Hello, Richie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, John, Bill. I want to follow up. First of all, I tuned into your show kind of late, but the premise of your book, Mr. Bill, is fascinating, and it's good food for thought to see how civilization has developed, how prosperity is achieved. Some of the points I heard you make makes one cause to think. But what do you think of the theory and the what's purported by some people from the biblical prophecy that, and particularly in regards to the United States of America, that the white Anglo-Saxon people, using the scripture, the Hebrew scripture, as their basis for one of the basis is for the law of the land, the common law can be traced back to biblical scripture, and that this is not only using that formula, but the promise of the Creator Yahweh that He would bless His people for obeying His laws and being His people. Would you attribute any of that to the Western white man's prosperity?
Well, yes. The Christianity is an optimistic faith, and it maybe drew from some of the Old Testament that way, and some of the rules and regulations about solid moral behavior. But Christianity went on and softened it. The old Hebrew faith was a pretty tough one, and the Christians opened it up and made it optimistic. They freed people. They encouraged women. They encouraged compassion for the little guy and the poor man. And it was just a much more forgiving faith. I learned that human sacrifice was the rule of the day when Christianity was starting.
Well, the Spaniards certainly saw that when they came to the Central and South America. That was going on there.
Oh yeah, and cannibalism. But when there's a great story. I think it's in Herman's book, How the Irish Say. But it's about St. Patrick going into Ireland. With his Christian faith around, I think it was around way back when Rome had just fallen, around 600 or 700 A.D.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the people there who had this pagan belief that was all horrible hobgoblins and horrible gods that would destroy them. He told them that they didn't need that, that in Christianity, God had given his son to cleanse the wounds, and there was no need to make sacrifices. It was just a matter of living morally and cooperatively with people. And this was a liberating faith that the Irish loved, and they all flocked to him and adopted it. And this feeling, this optimism that the Christianity brought, this empowerment of ordinary people, it was played a big role in developing Western success. It is curious. I say that success is this formulaic thing. You just need security and lack of oppression, and you put that into any country, and they will copy it.
But there is a
mystical thing about attitude. There is something that common people need, this can-do, optimistic attitude. And that's a cultural thing, and Christianity helped it.
But as far as any prophetic destiny for America or the Israel people, do you believe in or buy into any of that?
Well, I don't really like you can make bets and predictions, but I'm not, I've never been a big believer in prophecies. They're kind of fun and interesting.
Well, there is some scriptural, there's something to be said about it, because the things that Israel is, the penalty for their sin is actually what's happening to this nation right now, and you could make a strong case for biblical prophecy to follow that. And again, of course, it's opinion, and everybody's entitled to their own religion.
Yeah, well, but you should pick your religion.
Yeah.
The Islamic people would be much better off if they converted and became Christian.
It would be better if the so-called Christians here were to pick a religion.
I was just going to say that because the biblical prophecy, it says there'll be a great falling away, and I'm sitting here, and one of the lesser known intellectuals, Bill, is Noah Webster, just a slight man of his time. He said the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all civil constitutions and laws. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. And if you just take the last five commandments of the ten, honor thy father and mother, not a bad idea. Thou shalt not murder. Notice it doesn't say kill. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness or lie. Thou shalt not covet. Now, where does the philosophies of a civilization come from? And this is the question I've asked people over and over and over again. You didn't osmotically rub against mommy or daddy and it just rubbed off on you. These were principles that were well entrenched in the fabric of this country at its inception. And Bill Green, I'm in complete agreement with you that Christianity did break a lot of the dogmas, but now we've seen even Christianity in this country broken into subsections and basically hijacked.
Mm-hmm. As you said, Bill, the Pharisees are out there in the pulpits.
The Pharisees, and I said this today, and I quip about this on air, but I'm dead serious when I say it, that most people in this country go to church on Sundays. They show up for an hour in their best dress, putting on the air. They go in there for an hour to get their prescription, their pharmaceutical prescription, from the Pharisee at the pulpit.
And then they curse the guy coming out of the parking lot for cutting them off.
There you go. Christianity in action.
All right, you guys. Great show, and we'll be listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richie. And again, if you want a copy of this gentleman's book, and it's well worth the read, go to his website, his own website, The Uncommon.
Oh, John?
Yes.
Yeah, you got that. It's not uncommon. It's The Common.
Well, thanks for correcting me there.
Yeah, that could lead them astray.
Yes, it could. I got hung up. I miswrote that.
It's thecommongenius.com.
Yeah, I got goofed up there because when I was trying to write down the website, you said that the common genius had already been taken.
Oh, no, just plain common genius.
Okay, thecommongenius.com. Thank you for that. Or the website lfb.com. Let's go.
I do make the point that common people are actually, most of them are pretty common, but they're the only place that the uncommon people emerge from, is out of the common people. So that is the confusion between common and uncommon.
Randall in Austin. Hello, Randall. Randall, you there? Randall? There you are.
I just wanted to say it's a great show, and the last three callers just picked up everything that I was wanting to find out about, and just hang in there and keep going with it. It's great, and I'd love to have him as a speaker at Truth Seeker sometime if he's down in these territories.
Well, where are you, Luke?
Right now I'm looking out at the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire.
All right, if you ever go on a book tour, let John know, and he can get word to me, and we'll put you up here in front of a group here, because you really covered good.
Hey, that would be great. I almost moved to Austin in my young days.
Well, that's kind of what we did, and then we made it in our older days, so... You might have a chance yet.
I heard it's pretty hot in the summer in Austin.
Nah, well, we got two seasons down here. Warm and hot. Thank you, Randall.
All right. God bless both of you.
Okay, thanks. Take one more call after the break. Again, the website for the book, Common Genius, Guts, Grit, and Common Sense, How Ordinary People Create Prosperity, or Prosper Societies, rather, and How Intellectuals Make Them Collapse, thecommongenius.com. Or LFB.com. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Crown.
bloody war and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Independent people that aren't on the government teat, that don't believe in entitlements, which is just wealth distribution, redistribution of the wealth. Yes, where are the renegades? They helped found this country. The precepts, the concepts, the idea, the ideology is still there. We just got to breathe life back into it and get rid of these leeches that have attached themselves and are literally sucking us dry. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne in Austin. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, John. Hi. Good show. I haven't caught everything, but just a quick comment on the Christian part of your discussion before I go to my question. And that's what many Christians need to understand, this, that in our early years, the churches were created as like living, breathing bodies, of body of believers dedicated to the word of Christ, but they made a fatal mistake when they obtained the 501c3 status from the government.
Yeah.
They all became corporations, mm-hmm. which are artificial in nature,
right.
No soul, etc. If they want to look around and see the problem in the churches, they should talk to their pastors about revoking that status, because those pastors are scared to death.
Oh, but you know, now here's the great boogeyman that's hiding in the shadows, that the IRS is going to come after you and start making you pay taxes. See, they were installed to make sure that they were true 501c3 and that they remain tax exempt, and that was their permission slip from the government, that 501c3 you're speaking of.
And that's the deal with the devil, John.
You got it, brother. You can't dance. You can't dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Hey, the other issue I wanted to just run briefly past your guest is Bob Chapman, who's a great guest on your show early in the week. From time to time, he'll mention a term called psychopolitics, and it's a Soviet tactic where the media and entertainment and political entities are used to shape our psychological thinking in this country. And one reason I think we have the problems we do is that there's been a very subtle psychological war against white males, where you see in commercials the fat guy and the beer drinker is always a white male. In most TV shows, he's depicted as the murderer or the bad guy.
The smart one are always the women that keep the bad, sluffy guys out of trouble.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if your guest had noticed this phenomenon and what if he worked that into his book or may plan on attacking that, because I really believe if white males as well as others, blacks, Hispanic, whatever, can come together and show the leadership they did back in the early foundings of our country, I really believe we can turn this thing around.
All right. Hey, that's a big subject, but Bill Green, we got 30 seconds for your response.
Well, that's a great question, and it was hinted at by the Reagan blue-collar workers, and there is about half the country that still feels that way and wants to rely on their own initiative, and hopefully someone like Ron Paul will be able to put together such a coalition. The book's expressed in my idea could serve as a blueprint for that, because it basically says to empower these people, restore their faith in Christianity and Western civilization.
And independence.
And have them vote out the rascals.
There you go. TheCommonGenius.com is Bill Green's website. The website you can get the book from, LFB, that stands for LaissezFaireBooks.com. Thank you, Mr. Green.
Hey, thank you, John. I enjoyed it.
All right, sir. Me too. Bye-bye.
It's true.